This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
What I tell everyone, I was born by God's dear grace in an extraordinary place. For the stars and stripes and the eagle flies.
Hi, folks. Welcome to another edition of What's on Your Mind.
It's a big old land.
Seven past the hour. I'm Scott Henin. Kevin Flynn is here. A couple of important topics this hour for you to sink your teeth in. Two, we're going to talk a little bit about a cyber safety scare that is happening around the country, sextortion. And Walsh County is in the middle of this conversation, so we're going to talk with the deputy sheriff from Walsh County a little bit about that. Later this hour, is your money safe in the bank? You turn on your television, you would assume no. Oh, Moody's has downgraded the banks. Banks here are safe. We're going to talk with some experts about that today. Independent Community of Bankers of America. Joining us on the program we call What's on Your Mind, 7 past the hour. Let me welcome to the program Walsh County Sheriff's Office Deputy Richie Sherlock. Joining us on the program today to talk a little bit about some concern in Walsh County and certainly a concern for parents everywhere. Over sextortion scams that are happening targeting teen boys, and a number of these lead to suicides. I saw a post of the sheriff from Walsh County say, hey, pay attention to this, know this is happening, and thought it was a good time to welcome the folks from the Walsh County Sheriff's Office to join us today on the program. Deputy Sherlock, thanks for taking the time for us. How are you?
I'm doing great. Thanks for having me today.
Yeah, I appreciate it very much. Have there been cases of sextortion that have led to this warning from the sheriff in Walsh County?
Yeah, there has. There's been approximately three so far.
And without the suicide, thankfully, right?
Correct. And that's why we're doing this, right? We're trying to be as preventative as we possibly can on this. This is something that's near and dear to all our hearts. You know, every one of us is kids that could be going through this potential, and it's very important for us to get it out there.
What is it? Explain this to folks that are not familiar with this.
So they're using different social media platforms like Snapchat, Instagram, and they're sending images to juvenile males. And the juvenile males are getting randomly added by these people that they have no idea who they are, but they portray themselves to be these beautiful young women. So they enter into a communication back and forth. Imagery gets sent of each individual back and forth, and then at the end of it, they're like, gotcha. And by this time, they know, because a lot of parents don't know this, that there's GPS tracking on, say, like Snapchat. That's super important that parents have them hard conversations with their kids, don't, you know, to take their GPS locators off.
I missed that, though. What happens on Snapchat?
They send imagery of themselves.
Okay. Within the app.
And then the app itself has GPS capabilities, so the bad person knows the location of that individual. So from that point, they already got you. They know that they can say, hey, you're from Park River, you're from Minto, you're from Grafton, you know, I'm going to send all this imagery out to your friends, to the school, you know, I'm basically going to destroy your life. But if you give me $100, $1,000, I'll delete this stuff, and we'll be square.
And in the cases where this has happened so far in Walsh County. You mentioned three cases of this. Have the victims just said, not playing the game, not giving you money? How has it ended?
Correct, so far. And that's the biggest thing. You know, we have three reported victims. I'm sure there's a ton more that don't feel comfortable. What young man wants to come to their parent and say, hey, I made a mistake and this is what I did?
Yeah, no kidding. What did they do in those three cases?
They did come forward.
And did the criminals in this case go through with their threats? Did they post this? Did they send it out to a bunch of people?
We don't have any of the follow-up stuff on that. What we end up doing is we take the initial report, because this is much bigger than just Walsh County, right? It gets forwarded. It gets forwarded to the FBI, and the FBI takes care of it, because the bad guys aren't even in our country.
Yeah, what I was curious about is whether they actually follow through with these, whether whoever.
I couldn't give you a definitive yes or no.
Yeah. Whether they're just looking for the money, and it's just sick all the way around. And
absolutely.
Obviously, awareness is more important than anything, to know that okay, this is the stuff they pull within these apps, and I saw the story that the sheriff shared. It was a Fox interview with a father whose son had committed suicide, and I don't know how many of these are happening, but it's happening a lot, isn't it?
Correct. Yeah, it's an overwhelming amount.
And when they do this, they don't know who the individual is other than their profile, and like you said, the GPS of where they're actually at, right?
Correct. Yep.
So, the victim thinks, oh, my gosh, they know me.
Right.
Because they're saying all this stuff about me, but they aren't realizing how they're getting it.
Yep, correct. And like I said, what young boy doesn't want to talk to an older girl, right?
Oh, yeah. I mean, they're smart enough to know this is a way to commit this. But it's just, it really is the kind of thing where it might be an uncomfortable conversation with your sons.
With your parents.
And parents, I think the message here more than anything really is that parents need to have this conversation to say, hey, this is happening, and do not succumb to this, right? I mean, it needs some sunshine. We just need to be aware it's happening.
Absolutely, and that's the biggest thing for us, is we want everybody to be aware that kids are going through this. They don't feel comfortable coming and talking to us as parents, but sometimes us as parents have to go and talk to them.
You mentioned that these cases get forwarded to the FBI. I mean, is there, since this is happening somewhere else and they're targeting kids in the U.S., is there any way to stop this?
They're currently working on that, yes, correct.
But do we ever have any progress on it, or is it just they're somewhere in the middle of, some foreign country and you can't find them?
They're working diligently to try to figure that out. Is it something that's going to go away immediately? No. Is it something that's getting work done? Yep.
What message do you want Walsh County families to know about this?
For me, take the time to talk to your kids. This is something that it's a computer-based generation. That's what they know. They know everything that's going on inside that computer world, not necessarily at home, that it's, we need to sit down as parents. We need to do a better job to help protect our kids.
I see the father of the young man that committed suicide after this happened to him said his suggestion was, and he was sorry that he didn't do it himself, was that just don't let this age child be alone with their phones in the bedroom anywhere. You know, mm-hmm. I don't know how realistic that is to you, Deputy, but I mean, it's a good idea.
It is, but it's not the days where you have one computer in your house. Everything's a computer nowadays, and it's hard to control that. I'm talking as a parent that it's hard to keep your child away from their phone in their bedroom. But like I said before, us as parents need to do better.
Anything else you want our audience to know?
No, that's, like I said, the biggest thing is just everybody to be aware of this. It's something real. It's not going to go away anytime soon. And like I said before, us as parents need to do better and have those hard conversations with our kids to let them know that, A, we're there for them. And, yes, it's an embarrassing thing, but it's something we can get through together.
Yeah, those three families that came forward in Walsh County deserve a lot of credit because they're going to cause a lot of folks in this part of North Dakota and Minnesota to go, could that happen to me? Could that happen to my child? So glad the Walsh County Sheriff's Office has been proactive about getting this out. Appreciate that very much.
Yep, not a problem. And there's a lot of stuff that the FBI has pushed out if people need different information. And like always, they're more than welcome to call us. We would love to help people. But there's a lot of information that's pushed out by the FBI.
Yeah. Great. Appreciate it very much. Thanks for telling us the story of Walsh County Sheriff's Office Chief Deputy Richie Sherlock with us today on the program, talking about this. Well, that's happening everywhere, so you need to know about it. Thank you, sir.
Thank you. Have a great day.
More after this. Bank safe. We'll tackle that at the bottom of the hour.
Now more than ever, it's important to support companies and organizations that share our values. Patriot Mobile not only shares our beliefs, but actually does something about it. America's only Christian conservative wireless carrier. And they donate a portion of every dollar to organizations that fight for causes you care about. Switch to Patriot Mobile now. Get free activation with the code FLAGFAMILY. Switching is easy. Go to patriotmobile.com/flagfamily. patriotmobile.com/flagfamily. Or call 972-PATRIOT. 972-PATRIOT.
Navigating the complex world of Medicare can be challenging, but you don't have to go it alone. The North Dakota Insurance Department offers free and unbiased Medicare assistance to all North Dakotans through the State Health Insurance Counseling Program. Counselors are available to assist with forms, claims, coverage options, appeals, and more. To speak with a counselor, call 888-575-6611 or visit insurance.nd.gov. This ad paid for by the North Dakota Insurance Department with funds from the Administration for Community Living.
Summit Carbon Solutions is proposing the safe, innovative use of carbon capture, transportation, and storage technologies to help secure the future of the energy and agriculture industries that are critical to the livelihoods of our friends and families. The protection of people and the environment is the top priority at Summit Carbon Solutions. In fact, carbon dioxide pipelines have significantly lower risk than other pipelines and have been safely operating in the United States for more than 40 years. Building on that strong foundation, Summit Carbon Solutions plans will meet or exceed all design, construction, and operation standards to keep North Dakota families and businesses safe. To learn more about the project, visit summitcarbonsolutions.com. That's summitcarbonsolutions.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Everybody go! And I don't know no better, but as far as I can, we felt like forever. Sex turned to hell, dick turned to months of the year past.
You know, you're obsessed with woke, don't you? You're obsessed with woke. That's right. We're obsessed with woke. That's according to Jen Psaki, who has a new show, Kev. She's got a new show. Oh. I'm sure you DVR'd
this. Can't wait to not watch it.
On MSNBC.
How exciting. Good for her.
You didn't watch it? Anyway, I have a little clip of Jen going on and on and on and on coming up here in a little bit. Texter says, okay, if the banks are safe, then why before the Great Depression and beyond was there no insured bank accounts? And banks did not fail during that period. Most did not lose their money in a bank. Most lost in the stock market. It got progressively worse when the government got involved.
All right.
I bristle a little bit at the how the media, you know, takes a bank, two banks,
and turns it into all banks.
Right.
Yeah.
Into a crisis.
It's a crisis.
And every bank everywhere is now, you know, and I don't know anybody anywhere that thinks banks here aren't rock solid. They're rock solid. So. Texter says, Walsh County now has a hush payment problem, too. Too funny. I didn't hear anybody talking about hush payments. Isn't that terrible? I'm really glad that three people stood up to say, you're not going to extort me, and I'm going to the authorities here with this. Good for them. I think that's fantastic, but that's just sick. It's just really, really sick to exploit teenage boys in this way, and awful. And I think awareness is about the best thing you can do about it. Texter says, sounds like Minnesota governor signed the bill allowing felons to vote. Wonder who they'll vote for. Maybe liberal Democrats who don't want to prosecute crimes and close prisons. Yeah. I think that was a while ago, but whatever. He says, our banks are safe. I want a list of those banks that won't fail. You want a rock-solid bank? Find a bank in North Dakota. Move your business to North Dakota. That's what I'd do. Texter says, someone wrote that if Representative Armstrong can't condemn racism, he doesn't belong in Congress. All 26 Republicans in the House Oversight Committee refused to sign a phony bill that accused some of calling the waves of illegals an invasion. The bill was used as a distraction after the Democrats refused to attend a border hearing in Texas. I didn't hear about that. I'd be surprised if Congressman Armstrong would not agree that what's going on at the border is an invasion. Scott, it's not been proven that Donald Trump did anything with Stormy Daniels or any other one. And I wonder why the lady thought of Bill Clinton, JFK, and many other presidents dating all the way back to the one who had a child. Texter says Congress and Senate had hush money accounts paid for by the taxpayers.
Yeah, there's that.
Yeah.
And a slush fund, literally, to, but not DJT. He's got to go down for this.
Another listener says, Trump's kids versus Joe Biden's kids. Slam dunk.
Oh, please. Yeah. Get him in the octagon.
Scott, remind that Texter about JFK and his affairs. Yeah. Awful.
Well, and, you know, this whole thing is about $130,000 he apparently gave to Stormy towards the end of the 16 campaign. Prosecutors say the payment violated campaign finance laws. But nothing to see with any other campaign in New York. Nothing there, Alvin? Any finance, campaign finance laws being stretched in that state or in that city?
Somebody told them, you know,
what about your campaign finance?
You're responsible for taking down Trump, bud. Go for it. You're gonna be the hero here.
Go get him.
This is what it's all about. And Andrew McCarthy has a really good piece. I tweeted it out a little while ago here. That slams this whole expected indictment of Trump as a nonsense case, blatantly partisan exercise of raw power. And Andrew McCarthy's a straight-up attorney, I mean, he's not a partisan hack at all. Breitbart has it. So, you want to check that out? You can.
I really like, and the young guy that's in the race now, Vivek Ramaswamy, I believe is how you pronounce his name. Sharp guy. Really sharp guy. He had a deal yesterday over the weekend where he is just calling the whole thing out. He could care less about Trump or not. He's in a race against him and Haley, or, you know, Nikki Haley and going to be more.
Presidential candidate.
He wants some. I thought right. What he said here. Yeah, he was at an event in South Carolina. This is as he was heading to the event.
This isn't to me about a person. I could care less about defending Donald Trump or any other individual out of some sort of personal affinity. Forget about that. This is about principle. It's about the country. It's about the idea that if you live in a self-governing democratic nation, a constitutional republic, it means that the people get to decide who actually wins the election. Not some managerial class, and certainly not a party in power that now uses, quite literally, it would appear, police power to stop their political opponents from running. That is wrong.
Good point. And by the way, Andrew McCarthy also makes the point that Alvin Bragg, the district attorney from Manhattan, is not an appointed law enforcement official entrusted with upholding the Constitution, like a prosecutor would be or an attorney
right.
general would be
yeah.
in the federal system. He's an elected Democrat.
Right.
So, I mean, he's a partisan hack is what he is. In New York City, you're going to get nothing other than a partisan hack Democrat in that position. So, and he is. He's in the middle of the partisan politics. That's how he got his job. So you need to realize that, too. So,
which is what Vivek is calling the whole thing out on, this partisan weaponizing of it's got to stop.
And
it has got to stop.
Yeah, and that's the nature of the beast. That job is an elected partisan politics job. So, you know, what do you expect? This is what you're going to get in New York City, you know. Vivek for VP, says one of our listeners.
Well, he's sharp.
Not bad, he is.
I like him.
Yeah, exactly right. Somebody else is Chappaquiddick. I just don't like playing this tit for tat game on the, you know, Trump did this and then wrote about JFK. And for one, I want the president of the United States. I'm not electing my priest. I'm not electing my bishop as the president of the United States. That's you know, that's my faith. That's over there. I want somebody that's going to go to get the job done. And arguably, what Trump did, and I would even think Democrats would be able to recognize this, was solve problems. He got a lot done, didn't he, Kev?
Right.
My goodness. Anyway. Texture says, believe all women except when it comes to Joe. Yeah. They love to have a double standard. I get all that. All right. We'll tackle the strength of banks in the Midwest when we come back.
When joint pain controls the way you move, it holds you back. The Sanford Orthopedics and Sports Medicine team can help with therapy and treatment options that focus on finding your way forward without pain. If you're ready to manage your symptoms or plan for a future total joint replacement, we're committed to providing you care in a healthy and safe environment. Call 701-323-8920 to schedule a same-day appointment with the Sanford Orthopedics and Sports Medicine team in Bismarck.
Ask a local farmer in Fargo or the Mandan area about High Plains Apache, and one consistent word you'll hear from all of them is local. There's something to be said about being local. Locally owned, locally serviced, High Plains Apache is the dependable company, selling and servicing crop sprayers with the parts you need and having an answer to all your questions. And all this local has a worldwide webpage, highplainsapache.com, highplainsapache.com.
USA News Update. Chinese leader Xi Jinping is meeting with Russian President Vladimir Putin in a political boost for Moscow after the International Criminal Court charged him with war crimes in Ukraine. Xi's government did not give details on what the Chinese leader hoped to accomplish. Chinese political expert at the American University, Joseph Torrijin, speaks up on the AP website.
By making a trip like this, China can signal that it could even do more to help Russia. And that if relations with the United States continue to deteriorate, they could do a lot more to enable Russia and help Russia in its war against Ukraine.
The discovery of a relic glacier found on Mars could mean the dream to colonize the red planet is one step closer. The groundbreaking announcement was at the 54th Lunar and Planetary Science Conference in the Woodlands, Texas area. Lance Pry, USA News.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
What do you think the hoo-hoo was all about?
Probably caught up in the moment in the studio, I'm thinking.
Just having a little fun?
Yeah.
Okay.
Let it go.
Got it. PetroServe USA, the place for home cooking and grab-and-go convenience, has a great menu today that I need to tell you about, like Sloppy Joe's and Fries. Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. NP Avenue, downtown Fargo. Stew in Glendon. It's cold enough for stew, I think. It's a good stew kind of day. Tater Tot Hot Dish in Euland. Pepperoni Macaroni Hot Dish on 45th Street in Fargo. Orange Chicken, 12th Avenue and I-29. Mac and Beef or Chicken Tenders, West Main Avenue, West Fargo. And Meatloaf or Scallop Potatoes and Ham in Valley City. PetroServe USA, home cooking, grab-and-go convenience. So since the failure of Signature Valley Bank, I keep doing that, Silicon Valley Bank, and Signature Bank, we have been inundated with a lot of the news that suggests that banks everywhere are in some sort of peril. This New York Times story from Friday. We need smart solutions to save our banking system. All right. Have we got a problem with a couple of banks and a whole lot of strong banks that you're not hearing about in the news? I'm going to ask our next guest about that, Ann Balser, who is Senior Executive Vice President, Chief of Government Relations and Public Policy for the Independent Community Bankers of America. Ann, thanks for joining us. How are you?
I'm great. Thanks thanks for having me, although you're making me hungry with those announcements. I should have had lunch before joining.
That's my job, to make everybody hungry. Yeah, exactly right. Well, we have been inundated with news since the failure of SVB. Let's just start there. What was the reason for the failure of that and Signature Bank? What happened?
Yeah, it's a great question, and I think to your intro here, we have an issue with a few banks, a few pretty large banks that were engaged in some activity, had customers that were venture capital firms involved in cryptocurrencies, just a very niche or specialized business model, and they're pretty large institutions. So when a institution that's over 100 billion, 200 billion in asset size, like the ones that you mentioned, are having issues, it tends to create a lot of ripple effects in the broader markets, and those are a little harder to reach resolution. So, I think those were really specific to two institutions. Hopefully, we don't see much more of that. But as my title implies, the association that where I work, we represent the nation's community banks, and these are your Main Street banks, the ones who aren't going to get these flashy headlines.
And what you just described, those banks, how they operate different than how community banks manage their investments?
Well, it's almost difficult to consider them both, you know, give them both the same heading of a bank, right? Our community banks are really very different. And as the name implies, they're embedded in and part of the communities where they serve. So these are our, we call these our Main Street banks, right? The ones that, you know, are taking local deposits and putting those investments back into the communities that they serve. And they, you know, rise and fall with the strength of the overall communities where they operate, which is very different than, you know, the kind of Wall Street banks, which we like to call them, you know, the mega banks, the really big ones who are, you know, nationwide and you know, not focused or really embedded into any particular economy or local economy or community.
Yeah, I thought this in 2008, and I think it now as well. I mean, somebody should run the numbers on the failure rate of a community bank versus mm-hmm. some of these big banks, and it's night and day difference, isn't it? I mean,
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. And it's also night and day just, you know, with so many respects. I mean, one of the things we saw before Silicon Valley Bank collapsed was, you know, the investors in the bank were pulling their own equity. They were, you know, selling their own stock in the bank, and they themselves, you know, the insiders were the ones, you know, running first. That's what we see with our community banks is the opposite. You know, usually insiders are putting money in when they anticipate challenging financial times. I mean, every economist I've talked to since I think last September has said, you know, we're on the verge of a recession. So what our community banks have done has, you know, taken steps to be particularly conservative, ensuring that they are in a safe and sound position. And really because so there's no disruption in services that they can provide to their community members. And that's, again, you know, one of many differences, but they create balance sheets that are going to withstand these, you know, changing economic times. They've been around for hundreds of years and fully intend to remain in place for, you know, the next 100 or so to come.
One of the responses early on to these failures was a announcement that the FDIC said every depositor from these banks would be made whole. Is there a new precedent set now when the FDIC says every depositor from a failed bank will be made whole?
Well, I think that's a question for the FDIC. From where we stand, they had to take that action. You know, we don't disagree with their stepping in and saying, you know, they wanted to stop the bleeding, so to speak. And really, you know, banking and financial services comes down to confidence. And when there was that loss of confidence, as we were seeing with investors panicking, with depositors panicking and saying, you know, is my money safe? They took, I guess, the steps, you know, I'll give them the benefit of the doubt that they felt were prudent at the time. You know, now the question is, who's going to pay for that? And not only who's going to pay for it, but is that really the message you want to send to management of these really large institutions that are taking high risk? Because, you know, as I mentioned in the beginning, our community banks have a balance sheet where depositors' funds are safe. You know, they're not going to count on a government bailout to try to make anyone whole because that is their obligation, you know, and they will continue to run their banks in a way that ensures the safety and soundness of those deposits. So we are in constant communications with the regulators about this. You know, we don't want to have the bank management who has been operating, you know, very prudently and cautiously for years now to be penalized for the risky actions of those that, you know, were not running institutions in a way that was, you know, sort of fiscally responsible. So, you know, more to come here, but, you know, I think that the messaging is that, you know, depositors' funds are safe and sound in community banks. And again, you know, we're not going anywhere, despite what we hear from Treasury Secretary Yellen and others who are making it sound a little bit, you know, like doomsday. Our banks are certainly, you know, here for the long run and have withstood these types of economic, you know, changes for many years.
Yeah, the media. I guess, a buzz and echo chamber and, you know, just even politicians. It kind of just becomes, you know, a fear factor, a contagion of bad news. And that's one of the reasons that we wanted to have you on today to talk a little bit about this so that folks have confidence deposited here in the heartland could be assured that the banks here are sound. What is the best example of that? I mean, what is the, you know, what is the thing you think best imparts that confidence to folks that are depositors here? I mean, I talked to a couple of banks here, and they said not one penny came out. You know, nobody.
Right.
It's almost like it didn't even exist to actual depositors here, which is great news to me. But, you know, that's one of the reasons I wanted to do this segment is just so people understood the difference between these banks and how they operate and how banks here operate. What do you think gives them the most confidence?
Well, I will say some of our strongest community banks are in the heartland. So your question and the responses you've received are very consistent with what we hear directly from our bank members, that they are part of the community, you know, and embedded in the community and really thrive based on when the community flourishes. And so, you know, the way to handle this and what we've heard from some of our bank members, they've had a few calls from depositors, and, you know, have just had a few questions about, you know, their accounts and their relationship overall. But that's the beauty of banking with a community bank. You know, you can call the CEO directly. You see them in line at the grocery store on the sideline of your son's baseball game. I mean, these are folks that you know and committed to the viability of the community where they're located. So, you know, that should give you confidence. Our banks are very transparent. They have honest conversations with their customers. And I think ultimately they don't view their customers as customers because they are, you know, so much part of that tight-knit community where they serve. And the Heartland is where we really see that relationship really at its finest.
How have interest rate hikes and inflation impacted community banks?
You know, this goes back to the cost of funds, right? So the inflation has been troubling and a challenge for everyone, including, you know, the money that banks have access to be able to lend. So what our community banks do, which does not appear to have been the case with some of the bank failures that you mentioned, is plan for that, right? They're planning, they're having board discussions, they're projecting what impact that will have on their balance sheets. Conversely, they also take what's called provision against loan losses, meaning have money set aside. So when one of their customers runs into a difficult situation, and many times they're able to work something out. And again, I think that's pretty unique to the community bank model in terms of having really a solid balance sheet. You know, it's also the difference between Wall Street and a Heartland bank, right? They're, you know, they're not beholden to investors and to short-term profits. They're in it for the long haul. So they're able to, you know, ensure that they have a really sound balance sheet that can, you know, stay stable as their bumps and dips in the system.
A few seconds left. Quickly, what do you most want listeners to know?
You know, talk to your banker. Talk to a community bank. You know, again, we've been here for years, and we will stay strong and, you know, contributing members of these fantastic communities that we serve. So I really appreciate you letting me get this message out.
No, I appreciate you joining us today on the program. Thanks very much, and keep up the good work.
Thank you. Have a great day.
Ann Pelser, our guest on the program from Independent Community Bankers of America. Final segment for What's on Your Mind after this.
The chilly weather is here whether we like it or not. And the team at Precision Concrete Cutters, Ramjack North, wants you to know that because Mother Nature doesn't rest this time of year, neither do we. The frost and snow create moisture in the ground. This can cause stress on your foundation. Precision Concrete Cutters, Ramjack North, we have the solution for every basement problem.
So when Mother Nature strikes, contact your complete foundation expert. Contact the team at Precision Concrete Cutters, Ramjack North. Go to pccnd.com. That's pccnd.com.
At the University of Mary, we are truly military friendly. Our special admissions team has years of real-world military experience, so we know just how to support your advancement every step of the way. We offer scholarships, credit for prior learning, and make sure you and your family receive all available military benefits. Classes start every 5 weeks. Discover University of Mary's true military-friendly community at umary.edu/military-services.
Think about it. Minnesota has the largest budget surplus in history, and Governor Tim Walz still wants to raise car tab fees every year. His new plan will collect taxes on 160% of the value of your car. How is that fair? Think about it. Gas prices and inflation are still high, and Democrats are making it worse with higher car tab fees. That's not fair. Think About It is brought to you by Center of the American Experiment, Minnesota's think tank.
Veteran and locally owned since 1932, Action Movers is North Dakota's largest and oldest mover. Whether you're moving across the street or across country, Action Movers will make your move easy by handling every detail from start to finish. From packing, loading, transporting, storage, or even do-it-yourself with a Go Mini container delivered to your driveway, they truly have every solution for your move, accommodating all budgets. Get a moving quote today and mention Scott to save 10%. Call them at 701-566-5532 or visit actionmovers.com to set your appointment.
If you have an IRA or 401k, please listen closely. My name is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and New York Times bestselling author. Throughout my career, let's just say I've been in some hairy situations. And I believe right now the biggest threat facing Americans is they need to protect their wealth, which is exactly what I'm doing for my wife and six kids. And I believe the ultimate safe haven is physical gold and silver. You can protect your hard-earned retirement assets with a tax-free loophole that allows you to convert your retirement into physical gold and silver. The folks I use are Advantage Gold, and believe me, I've investigated the heck out of all types of people. Advantage Gold is the nation's highest rated gold company. They have the best process, pricing, and service. If you want to get your free gold and silver investment kit, please contact Advantage Gold right now, and you'll see how easy it is to protect yourself with precious metals. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Buy one and get one. How's that sound? The new MyPillow 2.0. Buy one, get one deal is on right now at MyPillow.com. Promo code Scott. And they just introduced that new My Mattress Topper 2.0 with the 3-inch coil hybrid topper. Same technology as the MyPillow 2.0 pillow. Nice deal. Massive closeout right now on all-season slippers. They're $25 a piece. A pair, I should say. And while they last, and they won't last long at that price, massive closeout sale, $25 each on the slip-ons or on the moccasins. Check it out at MyPillow.com. Remember, all of these deals need the promo code Scott. Got to have the promo code Scott. It's my best Joe Biden for you there, Kev.
Very good.
Promo code Scott. These things are really very well priced.
Got to say it twice, though.
Do I? Yeah.
Very well priced.
Very well priced.
It's well priced.
Yeah.
It's well priced. Look it up.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-506-9028, 800-506-9028 on What's on Your Mind. We had an email earlier that said, Scott, you're some Catholic. You are going after Donald Trump and all his personal peccadilloes and whatnot, and it's prompted a lot of response from the listeners. Here's a good one. Apostle Paul wasn't of the best caliber before God used him to change the world. Nailed it!
There you go.
Yeah, exactly right. It's a very good point. Very, very good point. Daniel, same thing. The scoundrel Daniel was. Woo! Unreal. Off-air call that came in during the break. Let's see what you got.
Okay, on this Trump, Trump possible arrest on something that the statute of limitations is 2 years. 2 years on a misdemeanor. This is October 2016. I've done all the research. October 2016, Lexi caller here.
I wondered about that.
So that would mean 2018, October. That was statute of limitations on a misdemeanor. If they're going to bump it up to a felony, which they can't, there's no evidence to do that, it would be 5 years. That would have been October 2021.
Exactly.
Okay. Everybody before turned this down, and in fact, I believe they said 60 or 65 quit under Braid, including the lead prosecutors in this case. And one person brought up this. Mueller never went after Trump on this. And like Scott Hannon mentioned, Stormy Daniels has, I believe it's a $300,000. She had a defamation case, and she's got to pay $300,000 to Donald Trump. That was ruled in March. Okay, but here's what I want to bring up. First of all, how come Hillary Clinton and the DNC and Barack Obama haven't been arrested? Because all three paid into the Steele dossier and disguised it as legal fees. And I looked it up.
Lost the connection there, but I appreciate
great.
All the good work.
Spot on.
Yeah, exactly
yeah,
right.
Well, the reason why is double standards.
Right. The reason why
simple.
Is you've got a DA that
yep.
is elected, that is
exactly.
in the middle of hack partisan politics here. That's why it is. No DA in New York is going to go after Hillary Clinton. Very good points. Texture says, at the time of their failure, SVP did not have a chief risk assessment officer. That to me was unbelievable. Where was the FDIC in examining these people? Where were the exams? It's just crazy. And, we'll not fill the chief risk assessment officer post, I guess. But guess what they did have, Kev? They had a chief officer in charge of diversity, equity, and inclusion.
Perfect.
Go woke, go broke.
You bet.
Yeah.
Oh, it's important.
There you go.
That's the stuff that matters.
That is the stuff that matters right there. Yeah.
That and climate. I mean, easy, Hillary. Easy, Hill.
Do I have time to play Jen Psaki? Because I kind of promised that I would.
Let's play her. Yeah.
I don't know how long
you got?
This is, but this is funny.
With the recent news of Donald Trump's looming indictment, we've seen Trump's allies attack prosecutors in all sorts of ways. But one attack in particular stood out to me. On Thursday, Boris Epstein said that woke radical DAs in New York and Atlanta are to blame for Trump's legal problems. Yes, you heard that correctly. Woke DAs are to blame here. That attack stood out because it seems that blaming woke politics for problems big and small has become a one-size-fits-all response for Republicans lately. Take, for example, the news this past week of the collapse of Silicon Valley Bank, the largest bank failure since the 2008 financial crisis. It was a big deal, and it's a complicated issue, one that we could probably devote an entire show to. But for some Republicans, the real problem had no connection at all to any economic policies at all.
This is really the first bank failure that was caused by adherence to woke beliefs and policies.
They were one of the most woke banks.
Lord knows what other left-wing romping was going on in these woke banks.
This bank, they're so concerned with DEI and politics and all kinds of stuff. I think that really diverted from them focusing on their core mission.
I think she's making our point. Thank you for doing that, Jen Psaki. Got her own show now, yeah. Kev. She's kind of a big deal.
Yeah.
You'll be DVRing that, won't you?
I got a thing going on. There's paint drying going in the other room. I got to go. I think you'll try that.
God bless. Folks. See you tomorrow on What's on Your Mind.
See ya.
At Gateway Building Systems, we understand that the success of your farm is dependent on storage. As the number one Brock bin dealer in the U.S., we'll provide you with Brock solid bins, green dryers, Millwright services, towers, conveyors, and much more. We've helped farmers customize their operations, and it's our mission to do the same for you. From planning and design to completed clean and efficient farm sites, you can rest assured knowing that Gateway will provide you with the best storage solutions. Make sure to take advantage of discounts on our Brock solid bins. For more information, go online to gatewaybuilding.com.
PetroServe USA, home to great deals all month long, like any size fountain or coffee or cappuccino, 79 cents. Need a new phone cord? Anacorda. Sale priced $3.99 to $27.99 for the best of the best. Rare Mega Vapes are $19.99. 16-ounce Red Bull, 3 for $8. Stun Guns, $5 off. Little Trees, 99 cents. Old Trapper, 10-ounce for $12.99. And so much more. At a PetroServe USA near you, helping you feel better.
No matter where you live, what you make, or who you voted for, there's some things that will impact all of us soon. Whether you're concerned about extreme weather, the alarming increase in man-made disasters, or worsening food shortages, Americans are preparing in numbers not seen since World War II. What's changed is how we prepare. And the folks at My Patriot Supply have made it easier than ever for you to have peace of mind, knowing you're ready for what's next. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and stock up on their popular three-month emergency food kit. They include tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners with over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one kit per person. For a limited time, save $200 plus get free shipping on your three-month supply at MyPatriotSupply.com. Too many Americans are being let down by institutions we used to trust. It's time to rely on ourselves. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
When it comes to vaping, the truth can get clouded. So let's make it clear. Vaping is not safe for youth.
Because vaping can put microscopic particles into your lungs.
And dangerous things like metals into your body.
And nicotine, which can harm a person's brain development through their mid-20s.
With appealing flavors, high nicotine levels, and lots of promotion on social media.
Many kids think vaping is harmless, but it's not.
So talk to your kids about the risks of vaping.
Because when you talk, they hear you.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a two-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.